This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Apparently saying he may run for president. He keeps it hush-hush and only tells a couple of close people who leak it. And then Mitch McConnell has a concussion. He's hospitalized after a fall. What's happening on the Hill? Also, testimony from the CEO of Northern Southern Railroad. If you look at what happened in Ohio, and of course the two crashes actually in Ohio. Hey everybody, just a snapshot of what we're going to talk about here on the show. Just another day in paradise, like I say, in the great USA. I'm Kate Delaney, and it's, as always, a thrill for me to be with you, driving this train anyway, on this show. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the CEO of the railway that really, Norfolk Southern, I might have said Norway, Norfolk Southern, who has been embattled since early February when the rails went off, when the train went off the rails and really, really dumped some nasty stuff into the air in Ohio, and still the people are furious over what's going on. So Alan Shaw has been questioned now officially. He, again, is the president and CEO of that railway, and he talked about doing anything that they can after the toxic chemicals that were thrown into the air after that derailment in East Palestine. That's really the big one. So he was grilled over the toxic train and safety, and that's not a surprise. It was a layup. We knew this was going to happen. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee Chair Tom Carper led the show, and he asked Shaw, yes or no, are you going to commit that Northern Southern will be there for as long as it takes to make East Palestine, Ohio, Darlington Township in Pennsylvania and the surrounding areas whole from the disaster? And he said, yes, it's my personal commitment that Norfolk Southern, that we're going to be there for as long as it takes to help East Palestine thrive and recover. That's my personal commitment. You know, this was a 3-hour grilling. And, again, I have this theory that when he, look, he knew that this is, again, Democrat, Republican, of course you're going to turn this upside down. It's a no-brainer that that's going to happen. I think the key thing is when you look at the politicians, especially the ones that represent in that area, that they really hold up their end of the bargain and make sure that Norfolk Southern does find itself on the hook for whatever's going to happen there down the line, because there's no way to know that, right? You know, he did a Washington op-ed piece right before his Senate testimony the night before, and I talked about what he said, that they're not waiting to act, that they're committed to the people, that he's met the people, they're scared, they're angry, they're concerned about their future, he understands their skepticism, that a big corporation like Norfolk Southern would do the right thing, they're determined to earn their trust, you know, all of that, on so on and so forth. And it's interesting because we keep hearing about rail safety way before leading up to this. And then this accident happens. Like, it was almost like, you know, something's going to happen. And there hasn't been transparency from the EPA. We haven't seen that. And that also has the people in East Palestine confused and scared, because what happens when something toxic is flowing into your water, into the air, you want to hear everything you can possibly know right away, not days later, not speculation. And of course, they're not going to know everything before they test it, But I think you really have to hold people's hands when you have a toxic train derailment. So there were a couple of really big snafus that happened right away. I mean, it took weeks for the EPA administrator to say that the water was safe. There was like a month to establish any kind of a center and then to go door to door, because they keep talking about, we went door to door, even the president said that. They went door to door, not right when it happened, weeks and weeks later, right? So, of course, more people are going to get upset and angry and worried because they didn't know anything from the very beginning. They didn't know what to expect, what was going on, what was happening in the air. So Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, J.D. Vance, opposite sides of the aisle, of course. They do a bipartisan railroad safety legislation that was unveiled last week. And, you know, you had the EPA there. You had the emergency services in the area there. You had the Water Sanitation Commission. They were there listening to the response, listening to what was happening in this, in this hearing. It's interesting to hear J.D. Vance, obviously a conservative Republican, who said his party is facing a choice of whether to back a billion-dollar industry or the working-class people. He said the Republican Party has, you know, increasingly come to represent the people, the working-class people. And he said, you know, we've got a choice with this legislation, how we respond to the crisis. Do we do the bidding of a massive industry that's embedded with big government, or do we do the bidding of the people who elected us? And that's at the heart of this. The people who elected the people who represent them, they're the ones that have to keep an eye on what's happening at this derailment site, and they have to really hold Norfolk Southern's feet to the fire, so to speak, to make sure they really step up what's happening in their culture when it comes to safety, when it comes to things that have happened in the past, things that have currently happened backwards and forwards, but especially here in East Palestine, because this was the worst of the worst, right? So he apologized for the train wreck. He vowed to make it right. He's on the Hill testifying at a Norfolk Southern train derails in Alabama. On the same day that the company's CEO, of course, as I've been talking about, is testifying. Can you imagine? So they're talking about the impact of hazardous materials from that derailment in Ohio, and another one's happening. In Alabama, it was 37 cars, none carrying hazardous material, but two were considered residue cars because they previously contained hazardous materials, but they weren't compromised. So there wasn't a hazardous material leak. But boy, the pictures of this crash, this isn't for the faint of heart either. I mean, it was in a wooded rural area, thank goodness. There wasn't injuries, there wasn't road blockages, none of that. But again, it's scary to see that and then to realize how far away were they from the population, measure that, and this, again, on the heels of several other accidents. It's very strange that all of a sudden they're really, really piling up. All right, Mitch McConnell, what happened to him? We're going to talk about that next.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Republican leader is going to lose an hour like the rest of us. Him for other reasons with this concussion. But you heard that clock ticking? Daylight savings time, right? Daylight savings time here again on top of us. Yes, we can't stop that darn clock. So it's going to spring ahead on Sunday, which would be March 12th, and that actually ends on November 5th. You know, there's been this big conversation about daylight savings time and keeping everything status quo around the clock that has not been permanently voted on, etc. It's something that they're talking about in Congress. But somebody said to me, you know, it causes you to lose an hour for one day, but then you can get up earlier in the morning and get more daylight in the evening during especially the summer months, right? So how many people prefer that? Let me see. I have my special glasses so I can count across America. Oh, yeah, and over the pond, too. It looks like I'm not seeing a lot of hands raised. There was actually a poll that was done, 44%. So they preferred year-round daylight savings time. Only 13% like standard time when it gets dark earlier in the afternoon. I think everybody's just confused. But I don't know that everybody likes. I think it's actually popular to get that extra sun, right? But the changing back and forth is, I don't think that's popular. Right, I'm just so used to it. It just smashes us. And then people have problems because they forget and don't pay attention, and then they're late to something, especially on Monday. It's the day after. So, you know, it's just kind of a question. Is this going to be the new normal and just keep it that way and go with, like, what this poll said? So we set the clock forward. We tee it up for that evening sun. But then we get a couple of days of missed appointments, crazy grogginess in the morning, grumpiness. That's what I really think it. That's what happens to people. I mean, I'm sure it's happened to me in my life. Are you kidding? Not recently that I can recall that, but it's definitely happened to me. It's called the Sun King, right? That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the Sun King thing. So delivering more sunshine. Senator Edward Markey got that Sun King nickname. He passed legislation extending daylight savings time in 1985 and again in 2005. And now it's all about this bipartisan bill that would allow the states to lock in the permanent daylight savings time. So this would be this one spring forward and then fall back again, and that's it. You know, then we'd be back to it. And also Senator Marco Rubio, he talks about it, the Sunshine Protection Act. But it's kind of an uphill battle that, you know, before it seemed like the opinion was, yeah, let's just vote for this. You know, there's enough people on board. But there's been decades-long fights over this. Who does it hurt? Who does it help? When does it start? When do we just make this official if we take this vote, right? I mean, there was a unanimous vote in March in the Senate, and it passed the Sunshine Protection Act. But then it died in the House because there was a lot of questions over whether year-round daylight savings time was safe or healthy. Or also, it galvanized some energy around what was seen as this crazy issue. So, I just want extra sleep. Can we have a bill for that? The extra sleep bill. The snore bill. That's it, right? So I gave you that poll. That was a 2022 Monmouth University poll. The 44% of people wanted permanent daylight savings time. 13 wanted permanent standard time. 35%. By the way, that's the other part I didn't tell you, wanted to stick with the system we have, right? And see, here's the thing. You've got lots of school groups that aren't happy about children waiting at dark bus stops. You have golf course owners who want to maximize hours that players can spend on the links. You have the American Medical Association, who actually jumped into the middle of this last November. They're endorsing permanent standard time, that there's actually health benefits to that. And it's that whole tug of war between alarm clocks and our biological clocks. So which are you? I bet you this audience, just keep it the same. I'm thinking that a lot of people, based on conversations, based on emails, in the 16 years, can you believe it, that I've been doing the show? I'm going to say that whether you're in your 20s or you're on the higher end of it, you know, 50s or 60s or even in your 40s, I'm going to say that you don't want to monkey around with it, right? I would say I hope they're not wasting a ton of time on Sunshine Protection Act, because there's so many serious things that we're jammed up on the Hill. This is a big deal. This affects our life. But if we have to hold off and we can get other things done that are more important, then if we're going to waste man hours and woman hours and anybody representing us hours on the Hill on this, let's just put it aside for a second if it's going to be the great debate. All right, so speaking of that, Mitch McConnell, you know, he's 81. And he's been in the Senate forever. We know that. He's being treated for a concussion. He's in the hospital, they think, for the next couple of days. He tripped and fell at a hotel dinner the other night. He was at a reception for the Senate Leadership Fund. It's a campaign committee that he's aligned with. And this was at the Waldorf Astoria in Washington, D.C., and it just was one of those things. He tripped and he fell. And, you know, concussions can be, as we know, we've talked about it with sports and in other things that have happened with when people have gotten concussions, can be serious. You can take some time to recover from that. Even one incident of a concussion can limit a person's abilities when they recover. And this was a few years ago, but in 2019, he tripped and fell at his house in Kentucky, and he had a shoulder fracture that where he had to have surgery. So there it was right before summer recess. He just worked from home. He is the longest-serving Senate leader, right? He was first elected in 1984, so he broke the previous record of 16 years. Anyway, that's pretty serious, the whole concussion thing. So that's certainly something to watch for sure. I mean, Democrats mentioned it, Republicans mentioned it. Chuck Schumer said, the Democratic New York senator said that he's extending his prayers and well wishes. You know, the Senate's average age is 65, right? But there's been several members that have been out because of illnesses. You've had Senator John Fetterman, who's 53, who had a stroke during his campaign last year, and he's expected to be out for a couple of weeks. He got care for clinical depression. You have Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's been hospitalized for shingles, so there you go. All right, moving along to what else is being talked about, always money, money, money. And I can see why. I've talked about this before. You know, people cobbling together 401ks, you work for a company for a long time, they match it. So that's a good thing, right, that you have something at the world's largest crap table, no matter what it is, and you're trying to hold on to it and maybe multiply it in any way you can. And it's one of the things Warren Buffett says, easy for him to say, right? But he talks about that it's about compound interest and racking up that compound interest. So when you have a couple of down days on the market, that's no fun. And it's been, again, I call it a craps table for a reason, but it's been a couple of rough days on the stock market, you know, that's just, you know, gone down and down and down and down, and it's watching what some of these earnings are and what the news is, because that's what rocks it. Whatever's happening, whether it's talking about interest rates, Powell the other day, or something else. So you've got the Dow sinking 543 points. And part of that is certainly because of, you know, there was optimism earlier in the week until Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spoke on Tuesday, and things weren't exactly copacetic of, are we going to fend off this recession, or what are we doing about inflation? And so now you got tax hikes, conversations about that, the Norfolk Southern CEO, that affected that, weekly jobless claims jumped, all of that rolls into it, and it sinks the Dow. Coming up next, mailbag.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your emails. Let's go to this one from Tony. He says, "Yo, Katie, hey, how about the fact that Tiger Woods got caught in the middle of it again? Seems as though he hasn't learned his lesson. It is a very strange story of what's happening with him and now his, I guess, former girlfriend, who he praised for standing by his side when he had that horrific car accident. Now she was locked out of the house after she was told that they were going on a vacation. Boy, that is cold, brother. It is cold, isn't it? We'll see what happens as far as this suit. She's filed a couple of different suits against him. And you're right. It's interesting that, you know, that was a terrible accident. It was just him. Luckily, nobody else was involved in that. But I remember that he did praise her and say that, you know, she was there by his side when, you know, at his bedside, because, I mean, he's lucky that he was alive after that. And the ex is Erica Herman. And it's pretty messy. There's a non-disclosure controversy, the lawsuit, etc. I think the crazy thing is the lockout deal. I mean, isn't there a better way to break up? Okay, it's not good to break up through text. Not good to tell your girlfriend. Look, we're going on a great trip. Pack up. I'll meet you there. Whoops. Only I forgot to tell you I'm not going to meet you there, and you're locked out. Right? So some people are saying they're sticking up for the tiger and saying this is like a shakedown. So, and of course, is he worried about how it plays out publicly? I think he doesn't want another scandal, right? He's got kids, etc., and doesn't want that public fallout. And I'm sure he's talked about that. He was with her for a while. I'm sure he's talked about that. So it's an odd deal. You keep the lid on Pandora's box and pay whatever the payout is. I guess they've asked for $30 million. That was the filing. So does he pay that amount, which this is odd to say, but for him, that's sort of nothing, right? Does he pay that amount or some other big amount for this to just go away? Or does she end up giving an interview to a lot of people about whatever went on in that relationship? So, you know, she filed a complaint asking to be removed from a non-disclosure agreement she signed in 2017. The law is, I didn't even know this, that there is a law that allows NDAs to be nullified in cases of sexual assault. But she hasn't made that accusation against him. She hasn't said that. It was a professional and personal relationship that was pretty long. I mean, she apparently, the suit that she filed, because this happened before the end of the year, she claimed she had an oral agreement with the trust that allowed her to live at Wood's home for another 5 years. And this is in Jupiter Island. So now there's going to be an arbitrator, I guess, that's involved in this situation, you know, et cetera. So there is a thing. It's the Florida Residential Landlord-Tenant Act. And she's suing for consequential monetary damages and all of that. Anyway, it's a whole twisted deal. And could it be that it's just, okay, here's the payout, now just go away. Sorry I locked you out. But it's over. That's it. It would make you crazy. Wouldn't it make you crazy? Imagine, you're just everyday people. You're everyday people listening, right? And I'll exclude all of you rich and famous that are listening. It would make you go a little nutty that you thought you were going away, and that's how that happened. All right, move on to another one. This one is of a more serious nature. This one is from John, who says, Kate, ridiculous with this rail company and the nonsense they're trying to spew. They screwed up big time. It was a whole safety thing. What's going on with their culture and safety? What's happening with the people who work for the railroad? All of that plays a part in this whole thing, and their culture. And so this CEO can say whatever he wants, and I think, of course, politicians and the people in Palestine should hold their feet to the fire. But just because you say you're going to do that doesn't mean that they really will have any obligation down the line, even if they vocally say, we'll continue to watch this situation and do everything we can to help the people. Where have we heard that before? Get it in writing, as my attorney would say. Yeah. Hey, Alan Shaw, will you put that in writing that you're going to be there, that Norfolk Southern is going to be there no matter what happens 20, 25 years from now? Yeah, because it's the concern about the waste, and it's concern about what's in the ground, what's in the air, and all of that. And the people in that area, they don't have serious bucks to just pick up and move. I said this on a previous show. Some people will email and say, can't they just move? You got six kids, you can barely make it. You're in a tiny small town, and you can just pick up and, plus you have generations in your family that are there. That's not just some easy peasy thing to do, right? Imagine if that happened in your backyard. Oh, just move. And who are you selling your house to? I have a house for sale. And it's just a mile away from this kind of iffy area. You might have heard of it, where there was a big toxic spill. But don't worry. We're going to give you a little bit of a discount, right? And we'll supply the water that has to be trucked in for the first couple of months. Come on. No. All right. Here's another one. This one is from Bob. Bob says, Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time, but you might remember I live in New Jersey. I know that you're from that area, too. I saw a story, because I know you pay attention to things that are happening in space, that I thought was pretty interesting about this asteroid that they're talking about that has a small chance of hitting us in 2046. I guess the question is, will we be alive in 2046? But it could collide with the Earth. It is wild to think about the odds of that, and how big is it? I mean, of course, we know that there's serious movies made about asteroids hitting the Earth and colliding and eliminating parts of America or eliminating all of America. There's some real famous movies out there. I'm sure you know them. But a space rock spotted in the sky, it's got to be wild to be someone at NASA looking at that and actually trying to chart the direction of it. I'm kind of fascinated by this stuff. And I know you are, too. Yeah, It is a strange thing. So the asteroid has a 1 in 625 chance of striking the Earth. That's based on the projections, actually, from NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, the Sentry system. They calculate odds. And they actually have, because the first one, the 1 in 625, was the European Space Agency. They calculate it closer, of course, 1 in 560, because the latter tracks potential collisions with celestial objects. The space rock has a name. It's 2023 DW, and it's the only object, which this, I think, is pretty interesting. It's the only object on NASA's risk list that ranks 1 out of 10 on the Torino Impact Hazard Scale. Did you know we had one of those? It's something that categorizes the projected risk of an object colliding with Earth. All other objects rank 0 on that scale. All of them, right? So the impact could be altered by the time they collect all the data and everything else that they need, and they watch and observe and see what's happening, and it's going to be visible, I guess, for maybe even a couple of months with some larger telescopes. And it's 160 feet, about 50 meters in diameter, and that's the predictions of it. It was spotted back in the beginning of February. So it's pretty wild, actually, to think, oh, there's just one. There's one on the list. But no time soon is the potential of it hitting. No time soon. Okay, let's go to Jim. Hello, America Tonight listeners and Kate Delaney. Ugh, daylight savings time. I'm sick of the flip-flop of the clock. I like the idea of just sticking one way. Just keep it on daylight savings time. I think there would be maybe a few downsides to that, but maybe there's more upsides in the end. The bottom line is falling back, springing ahead, it always messes me up. Even though I know it's here, even though I know there's conversation about it, we're reminded a million times, it always seems to mess me up for at least a day or two. I can't really understand why that is, since I'm aware of it, but it always does seem to in some way, whether it's dropping off kids at school, some kind of a meeting that gets altered because somebody doesn't remember, or some other thing that seems to happen. And it's happened again and again and again and again. And as much as I prepare for it, I just know that's kind of the dealio. Yes, because that's true, right? Like if you have a meeting, you might know, but what if two other people are off course? And it just gets sunk. Like, okay, well, they forgot about the time, or I was supposed to talk to so-and-so, and that time got screwed up, especially with Zooms and things, since a lot of people are still working from home. All right, neat and tidy. We like it that way. So it's a wrap when it comes to the mailbag. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're talking Oscars next, talking about the fashion. We talked about that incredible gift bag, of which I got one. the other day, but now we're talking about fashion next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Delaney, here we are at the tail end of this hour, and you know, it's interesting. I'll talk about Oscars in a second, but I was just talking off the air with George, who is our wonderful everything guy forever and ever at the mothership GCN, and he's the engineer, and like I said, he's the glue, and he reminded me of something. It's so interesting about how it screws up the network because of the flipping of the, you know, when you go back 2 a.m., flip back to 1 a.m., and you like lose, it's like you lose that time. And he's right. It made me think about the times that I've been on the air and that's happened. So I stepped in for somebody in New York, and they did an overnight thing, and it really messed up the studio. And I mean, in New York, you're right. You know, you get so many callers, and it's so crazy. And it really messed up. The engineers were trying to figure things out because they had a bunch of shows that, and that wasn't a network, that was mostly local, but they had some shows that were pre-pro, you know, that they were already ready to go, and it messed up some of the stuff that they were feeding and some of the stuff that they were getting in for the shows in New York. So it is a wild thing, and probably other people experience that, especially third shifters, I would think, right? That might happen. So there is so much to the whole daylight savings time. There really is. And I think, and to George's point when he said it to me off the air, It is a work thing. In many ways, it is a work thing. And when you're scrambling, and especially when I love radio, right? When you're scrambling, you're doing live things, and then you're doing tape things, and you've got affiliates to deliver to, and you have people that have automated systems. Man, that can be crazy. It can be crazy. And there are other things that are automated, not just radio, that find themselves, other industries that find themselves in that pickle. Again, even as much as there's preparation for it, something falls apart. Somehow, some way, something just kind of comes off the edges. All right, I mentioned the thing about the Oscars, and we were going to go to a guest, but we're having trouble getting the guests. I think they're overseas. And I mentioned that Lash Ferry, we've had him on the show, he sent me one of the Oscar swag bags. Trust me, if I was there at the mothership, all the guys would be benefiting from the things that I got in his swag bag. But it's crazy. I mean, I don't have everything that they have because there's some insane trips that are there that... the bag itself, and it's funny that it's called a swag bag because you would need several suitcases to carry it, but it contains, you know, all these trips. That's one to this lighthouse in Italy that's $9,000, one to this remote, incredible place in Canada that's $40,000 for this trip. And it goes to the celebrities, and it makes sense. Like, you think, well, why would, they certainly don't need it, right? But why would you put together a bag, and why would that be a big deal? And, of course, you think of the advertisers and how much conversation there's been about the products that are in there. And then some of the celebrities use some of the stuff, and they just tweet out something about it. So the Oscar bag itself, which again it's been in the all over the BBC and the Mirror and every publication in America and overseas you can think of, and we had Lash on too because he is the king of that. He's just brilliant at pulling that together, right? It's a business, and so the celebrities might not all get an Oscar, but they're walking away with some of these incredible things in the gifts that they get, and the gifts include, like I said, a 10-acre estate in Canada, which is called the Lifestyle, and that's $40,000. That's what that's valued at. And then the trip to Italy would be $9,000. It's a lighthouse that's converted into a luxury hotel for them and seven friends. They even had liposuction with a doctor. I mean, I wonder how many celebrities would really use that one. Here's your certificate for liposuction. But there's foot spas and a surfboard and coconut water. I did get the coconut water. I did get the books, just like Angela Bassett got the same thing. San Pellegrino water, yep. All that kind of stuff was in there, too. It's interesting what they do with them. Last year, Olivia Colman wanted her sent to her house outside of London, so they shipped it to her house outside of London. And, you know, the trajectory for some of the products in there, it's so interesting to me to look at how things have changed and how advertising has changed. But kudos to him for putting that together and it becoming a very, very big deal. This is the 95th Academy Awards. I think a lot of you, because you always ask me about the cheap movie reviews, and you know I like the kind of movies I like. I like Tom Cruise's, you know, visit back to the danger zone, so to speak, right? Top Gun, going back there again. And I did like Austin Butler as Elvis. I thought he just nailed it, and how tough would it be to play Elvis Presley? Imagine that. And Tom Hanks was in that movie as his manager. So that was an interesting movie to me. And some of the movies I didn't see that are part of this whole award show, but a bunch of them I certainly did. And I don't think it's about the awards. I think it's about the whole thing of bringing people together for movies. So whether it's that's the whole entertainment thing, right? Whether you're bringing people together for live music, or people are coming together, especially since the whole COVID journey that we all went through, or you're bringing them out to the movies. But I think that sort of changed, that whole culture changed, because now we get the movies in the box in the house. So is it better in the big screen? I think seeing the sequel to Top Gun was better on the big screen. And I think a lot of movies would be better on the big screen. The Avatar, again, would have been. I haven't even seen that, because it scares me to think that I'd be in a movie theater for 4 hours. Who has 4 hours? 4 hours. Because it's over 3 hours, and then you throw in everything in between, and you really are looking at 4 hours. So I haven't seen that. And some of you have sent me your thoughts on it, where a couple thumbs up and some thumbs down, saying you like the original a little bit better. I did see The Banshees of Inisherin. And, of course, I took this show to Ireland twice. And with my roots, that's always interesting to me. And seeing Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson in the roles that they played, I thought it was a good movie. It's about these people that live on a really isolated area in existence on a pair of Irish isles, and they sort of tell a different sort of Civil War tale in this movie. And there's some really kind of strange parts in it that you really get what it would have been like in the middle of that war in Ireland, and being in this remote coast in 1923. So I thought they both were excellent in it. I thought the movie was excellent, and I don't know if they'll win. They're nominated, but I think it's good that it's gotten some attention, because it's one of those lower budget films. And so for a cheap movie review, I would put that on the list, right? That's something you could watch on the small screen too, by the way. You could just rent that probably for a song now at this point. The music means that we got to dance off the stage, and that's what we're going to do. Thanks so much to Alex K for his fine work on the technicals always, and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. As always, more than ever, make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, or by calling 818-965-9113.